T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I hope that our next interview is going to highlight a couple of positive things. Aretha Farrell Benavides is the city manager of Petersburg. And, you know, I've been to Petersburg a lot in the last couple of years, talking about the tours that they have been having and the movie film shoots that have taken place in Petersburg, some of the great new restaurants that have opened in Petersburg. And there's so much good stuff that has been happening. I'm just hoping that you guys can hang on and we can get to the other side of this immediate crisis and the businesses will survive. What do you think? What are you hearing?
Well, it's been very difficult for our businesses, but we have many of them have adjusted to takeout mode. A lot of our local residents have really been actively participating in takeout, carryout. And as a government, we've actually tried our best to support and encourage our employees to eat local. Part of our uniqueness is that we have a lot of boutique-type restaurants, which don't necessarily turn to a drive-through window. Yeah. And so when looking at our Old Town area, we have seen some of them have just decided that we support our employees, but for their safety, we're going to close down. In fact, one closed down and decided to continue to pay their employees because they just know, they know how valuable they are. And so I think what we're looking for on the other side is once we open back up, we have this annual event called Taste of Old Town. And so what we're hoping to do is open it back up with a bang when we're able to do this and get people back in our restaurants. And also to tell the folks that Petersburg is a great place to come, to eat, to dine, to live, and eat, work and play.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of great things going on. When will the Taste of Petersburg be, you think? In the fall, or are you trying to do it in the summer?
It's normally in the spring. This COVID-19 has put a halt in it. One of our local businesses in Old Town decided to pull it together about 2 years ago. The next year it grew in participation. And so part of what I spoke to some council members yesterday, we talked about is how do we bring that back and make sure that that's kind of our welcome back to Petersburg. Because most of us are going to have to really do some marketing to make sure people know that, hey, you've been in the house, you've been cooking for yourself, let us cook for you in Petersburg.
What are the numbers like for you in Petersburg? We've heard a lot about the kind of awful deaths at retirement communities near where I am here in the West End and in Henrico County. Are you all relatively unscathed by this?
Well, in the Tri-City region, other than Fort Lee, we do have the highest numbers. I think part of the challenges you see and you hear often about the lack of testing going on. Mm-hmm. And so as we're starting to see more and more tests, the numbers are spiking. We also recognize that we are one of the organizations and areas that we have some pretty poor health indicators, which make us more susceptible. Yeah. And so we haven't reached our peak yet. And so what we have done, because we realize that we have an aging population, we also have some individuals who may have some chronic health conditions that make them more susceptible to COVID-19. We've done everything we can to promote social distancing, both in our workplace, but also in our community. We have early on decided to move to essential workers only. Mm-hmm. During this past 2 weeks, we did a 2 week full shutdown. We tried to let our employees stay at home, shelter in place, and have very minimum to department directors only who are in the workplace so that we can ensure that our employees stay healthy. That's very important to us. The second thing is we are just hoping that as we move through this, that there's been enough information, enough lesson learned, that folks will understand just how this can spur really fast. And so as we've moved through this process within our community, we've talked to our churches, we've talked to our community groups, and we've done everything we can to keep people in, including for our seniors. We used to do senior feedings. We're dropping off boxes of food through our sheriff department and Sheriff Crawford and our parks department to our seniors so that they don't have to leave home. And we've also been doing our youth feedings and making sure that our youth are getting food. And so everything we can do possibly to help our community, we are. But we know that this is just the beginning of it because we're at the low number level, but we are being very proactive in all of our actions. And council in Petersburg has taken a strong stance on doing what we can to prevent spread as much as possible.
Yeah, especially if you do have that senior population and folks who have other health issues, even when the rest of us are able to go back to, you know, maybe to work, maybe some normalcy. I think it's going to be imperative to impress upon that population, you know, be extra careful.
Absolutely. We have early on for anyone who we've instituted telework, but we also for individuals who identify as a high risk, those any individuals over the age of 65 or who have pre-existing medical conditions who cannot telework, we've also put them on administrative leave. We do not want to put our employees at risk. We also have employees who travel. Early on, what we realized is that some of our employees travel as far away as Norfolk, and so in areas that were closed down by the governor. So we want to make sure that folks are staying home and doing whatever they can, and the city has been very supportive of our employees in allowing this to happen. Now, there are core functions that still have to happen. Our public safety, our first-line employees, they're still there. They're in the fields. They're working. We have our public works employees. Those who are there for any kind of emergency breaks are still there. And our transit, you know, we closed down transit for a couple of days because our transit employees, we have to worry. They have a lot of contact with the public. And so I think after our closure, we've made the proper adjustments to put in plexiglass and everything to ensure their safety. But I have to put my employees at a high level of a priority for us to make sure that they are safe so that overall our citizens remain safe.
Yeah. Well, that's smart. And it sounds like you're on the ball. I mean, it's a challenging situation for everybody. And then the next step trying to get back to normal will be an even bigger challenge, I'm afraid. Aretha Farrell Benavidez is the city manager of Petersburg. And you know what? We've got a lot of people in Petersburg who've listened to WRVA for the whole 95 years we have been on the air. And I really appreciate the folks in the Tri-Cities who listen to us. And thank you for coming on today.
Thank you very much. And thank you to our citizens and to your listeners for being supportive and patient with us during this time.
We'll get through it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.